says Russia did it. I'm Ron Truster in Fox News. The Biden administration says Russia was the one who carried out recent cyber attacks on Ukraine. And Deputy National Security Advisor Ann Neuberger says Russia is likely to do it again.
Russia does use cyber as part of its projecting force, whether that is influencing, coercing, or destabilizing. So we do expect that should Russia decide to proceed with a further invasion of Ukraine, we may see further destabilizing or destructive cyber activity.
While Russian forces on the Ukraine border spark fears of an invasion, there's the counter view. Those sympathizing with Russia saying Ukraine is the one provoking conflict. Fox's Amy Kellogg with more.
The self-declared republics of Donetsk and Lugansk in eastern Ukraine have urged their citizens to leave, to flee to Russia as soon as possible, saying Ukraine is poised to attack. Women, children, and the elderly first. All will be provided for, rebel region leaders say, in Rostov, Russia, to where Russian President Vladimir Putin has deployed an emergency situations chief.
No surprise to baseball fans, the major league lockout has now delayed spring training. Fox's Matt Napolitano has that.
Major League Baseball confirmed that spring training will not start until at least March 5th as the MLB lockout entered day 79 Friday. Spring camps were set to open this past week with games starting February 26th. The league in their statement adding, quote, "We are committed to reaching an agreement that is fair to each side. On Monday, members of the owners' bargaining committee will join an in-person meeting with the Players Association and remain every day next week to negotiate and work hard towards starting the season on time." MLB officials, after talks on Thursday, pinpointed a deadline of February 28th to get a new collective bargaining agreement in place to not impact opening day on March 31st. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
As expected, President Biden signed a bill to keep the government funded. This a day after the Senate approved that bill. Details from Fox's Jared Halpern.
The three-week continuing resolution extending government funding through March 11th has now been signed by President Biden. The measure buys more time for congressional leaders to finalize a long-term spending bill to run through the rest of the fiscal year. Senators approved the stopgap bill last night on a 65-27 vote after narrowly defeating Republican amendments aimed at stripping funding tied to vaccine mandates. The House approved the bill last week. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The Supreme Court has agreed to give the White House a quick hearing on its plan to let asylum seekers enter the U.S. while they wait for an immigration hearing on their case. President Biden wants to undo former President Trump's remain in Mexico policy while waiting for a hearing. A lower court forced the current administration to have that earlier policy reinstated. Baseball won't have any spring training games until at least March 5th. That's today's decision from the Major League, which canceled earlier games as part of its player lockout. The MLB and its players are fighting over a number of economic issues. Victoria's Secret wants to change its image and become more inclusive. Fox's Hillary Barsky.
The company is attempting to change its image and is launching a new intimates collection, Love Cloud, which will be promoted by Puerto Rican-born 24-year-old Down syndrome model Sophia Jarrell. The diverse new campaign features 18 models from different backgrounds and is part of Victoria's Secret's ongoing efforts to overhaul its sexy image that it cultivated for decades. Victoria's Secret sales have suffered in recent years, but it still remains the leader in the lingerie category. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
I'm Roger Stern, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.